If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
We got text blowing in here, Frank.
Love it.
This is a great one. Will the Illinois Home Grant be available for tenants? Are tenants eligible? So somebody renting a home or renting an apartment that needs help. Yeah.
Four qualifications. Are you an Illinois resident? So you can't cross the border from Wisconsin and get this, right? You got to be Illinois resident. You have to own or rent the place that you're staying at.
There you go.
Third qualification is you have to have a documented disability, either you or a family member or ward that is living with you.
Okay.
Fourth, you have to be under 2 times the county that you live in, the county's median income.
Average median income.
That's it.
Right.
Wow.
And we went over it last show, and if you want to know what your average median income is for your county, text it in, 312-981-7200. I have, it's the same lookup that we use for Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac loans to see if you qualify for Home Ready, Home Pass.
I'm curious what that is, in like Cook County or
DuPage. It's like 12,000.
We were like 240.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for Cook County.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah. And Cook County, believe it or not, was not the highest county in the state.
Really?
Yeah. It blew Dave's mind away, too.
Yeah, what is, Lake or what?
Nope.
DuPage?
Nope. Farther south.
Will.
Peoria's County.
Oh.
Yeah.
Farmers.
A lot of money down the university, too.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
And it has to go with the, it's the MSA.
Yeah.
Right? So it's got to do with that. So here, Cook County, just to let you know, I'm calling up right now, the average median income is $109.8.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so you're at 119, you're at 219, you're at 219.6.
Mm.
So if you have a combined income of 219.6 within Cook County, you qualify.
Yeah.
And typically, it was for low to moderate income individuals that would qualify for grants.
Correct.
Right.
This is a game changer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So when they came out with this law, and it is law, so it'll be there year after year. When they came out with this law, the other thing that they did kind of piggyback on this is you can't double dip into state funding. So if you're already receiving low income assistance, you know, for through the Department of Human Services.
For whatever.
Right. You can't double dip and qualify for this program too. This program is really qualified for people, or is made for people who are in that middle income bracket, who might be making $175,000 a year. They have a family member who, say, had a stroke, who's no longer able to work and
has an $8,000 a month caretaker to come in that's eating into that $175,000 that you're getting a third of after taxes. So when you start chopping it up, the people that are saying, oh, $175,000, you should be able to afford it. Stay in your lane.
Yeah.
Okay? Because what's happening in your home doesn't that necessarily apply to somebody else's home. So have your opinion, but keep it to yourself.
Yeah. Right.
Because this is a game changer.
And the people that wrote this law, they didn't just throw out a willy-nilly number of 2 times the median income. They studied this for years. So you have this middle income bracket. That population is sending more people into nursing homes than any other bracket.
Wow.
So the fact of the matter is there isn't enough beds.
Mm-hmm.
There's only enough beds to serve 11% of the aging population, period.
Wow.
You know, so they have, and it costs the state an enormous amount of money to pay a nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as soon as they deplete all your income and you become a ward of the state.
Right.
So this program is going to save the state well over $100 million.
And help so many people. Yeah.
Yes. And help so many people stay in their home, which, if you stay in your home, you live longer.
Right.
You know, and you're healthier and you're more active, which is all good things for your health.
And you're happier. It's your surrounding, and you have less chance of getting sick being around other people in nursing homes that might have some type of sickness that you might catch.
Or depression. You're not with your family. So as soon as you get depressed and you're older, then things just tend to go downhill fast.
So what's the process look like if somebody wanted to take advantage? What do they have to do?
We made it easy.
Yeah.
Go to allaboutaccess.com. Okay. We have a fast link right on our homepage.
Okay.
Just click the button to apply for the program.
Okay.
You go in there. You answer 5 questions. It all submits into the Centers for Independent Living.
Oh, well done.
They'll process it. And then They'll contact you to set to say, okay, yes, you qualify. You have to send supporting documentation on the actual disability. So again, you can't just throw a cast on and hope to get your bathroom.
My knee hurts, right?
Yeah, it has to be through a medical doctor.
Okay,
And be documented, and then they'll send out a group like me, our company, to go out and assess the home and report back to the SILS what's in the best interest of the client, how much it would cost to do it.
Okay,
And then funding starts from there.
Wow.
So you come out, so they get approved for $25,000. Pick a number, right? They get approved for does it work?
It's not dollar based. It's need based. So if somebody is living in a home that say has four steps going up, and they have a really short front yard, and you can't just build a ramp because it'll be too steep. It'll be like the steps will be safer. So and it needs a lift, and it costs $32,000 to do.
Okay.
It's going to be funded. If you have you have to knock out a kitchen and a bedroom in order to make a bathroom that's accessible and it costs $52,000, it can be covered.
Wow.
It is really, there's no dollar limit to it. When it hits a certain dollar amount, it gets reviewed by the people up in Springfield. The one makes sure that the contractor is not ripping off the state, and that two, it's in the best interest of the client.
So you guys are determining what the need is and then submitting that in.
Correct.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's
and we
great.
Have a really good rapport with the state, so we have we're
in good
shape. We can fast track.
Okay,
yeah.
So a listener's listening right now. They go to All About Access, right? They need some type of a lift, safety bar, whatever.
Doesn't
they
matter.
Need.
It could be as simple as a grab bar. It could be lever handles because you have arthritis so bad you can't turn your hands. Right.
So there's no minimum or in theory maximum. It's just the need.
It's the need. What do you need to stay in your home?
Okay, so they go into All About Access, fill out the five. Data points, hit submit, it goes in. Okay, who determines what that need is, like how much they need for their home? Where does that come into play?
So that what they need is really based on what the client states they need.
Okay,
and getting supporting documentation from your doctor saying yes, I cannot stepping over a tub is not safe for you, we need to remove that tub, put in a walk-in shower. You give that to the Center for Independent Living. They say, okay, this is what they're looking for. They bring our company out. We go through and say, okay, yeah, it's technically feasible. The house isn't going to fall in on itself. We can do this. This is how much it'll cost. And
then it goes in and then they approve it.
Then they approve it and away we go.
So that's the point. That's the part we don't know how long that's going to take yet because the doors haven't opened up with the state to approve those type of funds. Yeah.
They are gearing up for it. They're gearing up hard. Kristen from our staff is out there helping educate what we do on the vendor side.
Good.
To help so that they have a better understanding of it. So when this thing launches, we can really just go.
So how quick after you get it from the state can you have people out and your team out into homes to determine what their needs are?
Depends. Go Stephen Leahy. It depends on whether or not I have to pull a permit. So it depends on what we're doing. If I'm just replacing door handles, I don't need a permit.
Right.
If I'm putting up a temporary ramp, I don't need a permit. If I'm doing a bathroom, I need to pull a permit.
Sure.
So you pull the permit, we get a permit approval, we do the job. But typically, even in that situation, we're in and out in 60 days.
All right.
At worst.
Got it. 312-981-7200. More with Frank. We've got text messages coming in.
I know. I want to read them.
Okay, good. Which we might even actually get them out in proper English with Sarah reading them.
I'm excited for that.
Without words made up.
I turned off my Google Translator.
That's very smart. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN. We're coming back more with Frank Wasilewski from Access after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Rich Wasilewski. Josh Abimbo Farah. Pete, there I go. Pete,
I'll just pencil it in first.
It's cause of you. The first time Frank was on, he sat next to Rich Dykstra, and I looked right at Frank, and I just kept going.
You've actually done that a couple times when I've said
he looks like a Rich.
I know.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGN.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information. We got a text message from McLean, Illinois, Frank.
Mm-hmm.
The average median income down there is $109,400.
Right.
So that's $218,800. If you're under $218,800.
You're doing a math show off today.
Right off the top of my head. I'm a numbers guy.
It's a whole adding two number things together.
Sure.
It's like, he's like, I'm shining. I'm actually right on my numbers.
Yeah.
I got my calculator right here next to me. 312-981-7200, WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. You want to read?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, there's some good ones here. Okay, so it says, your guy, Guy, who is working with me in my deck in Jacksonville, he gives dating advice, too. He is fabulous and takes great selfies.
Yeah, Guy's a recent addition to our team, and he handles all of Southern Illinois.
Okay.
So I think of Springfield all the way down to the Kentucky border. He
love
handles
it.
That whole area.
She sent the selfie. It's really cute.
Yeah, he is awesome. So I'm so glad he's taken care of.
She's a very loyal listener and very aggressive. So you might want to tell him, be careful. Okay, she's
hang on for the ride.
Yeah, she's very aggressive in a good way. So, just want to let you know. 312.
Did that other guy get probation?
I don't know. I don't. We haven't seen him. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Where the cops down there are looking along all the riverbanks and low lying ponds. Another one.
Yeah. Does the law apply to a homeowner that has a special needs adult child living with them, and the homeowner is their guardian?
Yes. So it is for. You don't. It's not the homeowner that has to have a disability. It has to be somebody. It could be somebody who's living with you. It could even be an aunt who you've now taken over guardianship for because she, say, had a stroke and couldn't live on her own anymore. Mm-hmm. If you have that legal guardianship, or you know, for medical rights,
yeah,
and they are living with you, your family qualifies.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I want to take this one. Okay, so of course we've got, you know, we got the outliers
here
out there.
Here we go.
9.9 out of 10 are very appreciative of what you're doing, relaying the information. Of course we got the 0.1 out there, okay? Another bureaucratic bloat making people jump through hoops till most will not take advantage. Okay, I guess that's an offhanded slap. Go ahead.
No, I actually like that he put this out here. You're right. Most people would not take advantage of this program. That's why I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I want these listeners to take advantage of this program.
Right.
You know, it is there. There is no other state in the union that has tried this and it that has put together something that is designed for the middle income.
Yeah.
And I was here on Thursday, was talking to a WGN employee. We were cutting a commercial to let people know about this program. And he goes, oh, man, I wish that, you know, there was something like out there, you know, like this out there for me.
Yeah.
I said, you probably do qualify.
Yeah.
So we went through it. I'm like, do you make under $200 a year? Yeah. Do you have a disability in your house? Yeah. My wife had a stroke.
Wow.
I'm like, do you own your home? Like, yeah. I'm like, you qualify. He's like, no way. He's like, I need a bathroom remodel. I was trying to figure out how powerful is that?
Yes.
Everybody out there says it doesn't apply to me. This is the first program that actually applies to you.
And check in and see. The worst that's going to happen is it's a conversation and you can educate them.
You could give me a call directly. I'll walk you through it. We can talk through it and I'll let you know.
Absolutely.
Dave? And as a taxpayer in Illinois my entire adult life, I appreciate that the end game is a tax savings for the state.
Correct.
Because they're not putting all those monies to nursing homes. They're privatizing it and the people are happier. But the overall nut to the state, it's like they're saving 100 times what they're giving to these people.
Correct.
McLean County, I'm sorry, Woodford County has chimed in. Thank you, Woodford County. Very kind text message. The median income down in Woodford County is $91,700.
Mm-hmm.
So they could go up to $183,400. So
in their county. And that's super important. It's every county in the state is getting part of this. It's not like 7 million is going to Cook County and, you know, half a million is going to Lake County.
Shared among the state.
It is spread out. Based on population, obviously,
mm-hmm.
you know, but there's dollars going out to every single county in the state. So everybody qualifies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Keep them coming. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You want to take the one from 309 up top there? That's a good one.
How about the 708? It says, well done, Access. What you do is so important. Keeping people at their home is the best thing we can possibly do for them.
Makes me cry every day.
There we go, baby.
A 309 texter said, thanks, my 100-year-old biology high school teacher will be so happy. So I'm assuming that their 100-year-old biology teacher, 100-year-old high school teacher that happened to teach biology is a better way to state it because people could understand it.
Biology is a big word for you.
It's a big word.
I'm very proud
four
of
syllables.
You.
It's
a lot syllables.
It's a small condensed word with four syllables. Throw me off every time. I had Mr. Taylor at Gemini at Junior High School, but go ahead.
No, it's super important because the age limit on this is newborn to death. It doesn't matter how old you are, which is, again, totally different because every state program ends at age 60. existing, or you have to be under the age of 18.
Wow.
You know, so this program is, if you're unable to get aid anywhere else, mm-hmm. that's what this is designed for.
So income and age are the big two differentiators for this one, because the income is middle class.
Correct.
And the age is any.
Correct.
It's great.
Paperwork 847 made this comment. Paperwork will need to be completed during the assessment and documents provided. Feel free to contact me. I don't know who this person is, but contact
no.
All About Access.
And honestly, medical records, I don't want your medical records, right? I'm a general contractor. I'm an elevator contractor. You're going to work with the Center of Independent Living. Keep your medical records private. They will verify that it's legitimate and let us know that we are good to go to help you out.
And they followed up thanking us for discussing the subject. It's through WGN that we learned about it. So
that's great.
They must have
that.
Already reached out.
And again, the assessments that we're starting to do, that's all WGN listeners, so I couldn't be more proud that we're actually getting the word out and helping people that like this show, because there's very few people around that like David Hochberg.
Right.
So we got to help them.
Yeah. That includes my wife.
We're really limiting that population.
Well, my wife is probably on the top of that list. Depends on the day and what I say, or when I said it, or into who I said it to.
Or if you're driving and doing videos.
Or natural.
She probably likes you best when you're here and not at home.
Right. She doesn't even know where I'm at.
This job keeps him married.
Right.
Radio. I say, yeah, I got a radio show. She's like, what? 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Please repeat the name of the program for the disability assistance, Frank, before we hit the break.
Yes, it is the Illinois Home Modification Program, and it's being administered by the Centers for Independent Living.
What's your website so they can apply?
www.allaboutaccess.com.
So this is a program from the tip of Illinois, the bottom tip down by Carbondale, right where along the Ohio River. I know you're
actually Metropolis. That's a southern road.
Okay, that too, which is on the Ohio River, right? Did I get that right? And the Mississippi mm-hmm. come together. Okay, get extra credit.
sure it does.
Right down there. Okay, all the way from the tip
right.
of Illinois.
If you're getting a Kentucky news station. And you live in Illinois?
You qualify.
You qualify.
If you live in the great state of Illinois.
You qualify.
We all have different definitions of great, but if you live in Illinois, you qualify.
Yes.
And you should go to allaboutaccess.com. And if you want more information about yep. what your county's AMI, average median income, that's a little acronym we use.
We in the biz.
And again, if you're unsure and you're afraid to, you know, to fill out an application, give me a call.
Yeah.
You know, I'd be happy to talk to you about it, walk you through it, answer, you know, we could be on the
What's
phone
your number?
In like 2 minutes. 630-616-6249.
You should put the link up that I sent you last time you were on your website so people can look up.
Oh, I'll do that.
Yeah. 312-981-720. You're welcome, marketing genius.
It's actually on the website.
What's that?
It's on the website, okay. Right next to the application.
Nice try, Dave.